with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump signed an aggressive and far-reaching reciprocal tariff policy at the White House today. President Trump says every American trading partner will face a tariff.
We will establish a minimum baseline tariff of 10%. You notice that on the chart. And that'll be on other countries to help rebuild our economy and to prevent cheating. So we're going to have a minimum of cheating, and we're going to be very severe on the people that at the gate that watch the tariffs and watch the product coming in, because there's been a lot of bad things happening at the gate.
The plan imposes stiff tariff rates on many countries, including 34% on China, 20% on the European Union, 46% on Vietnam, and 32% on Taiwan. A Republican senator explains how upcoming cuts to Medicare and Medicaid could work, and his vision may spell good news for millions of Americans. Bernie Bennett has this report.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said Tuesday that the cuts to Medicaid and Medicare under the proposed Republican budget wouldn't apply to benefits, but would instead target the administration of them. This, Cassidy said, could save money without impacting the benefit payments relied upon by millions. The Republican budget proposal for 2025 calls for $2 trillion in mandatory spending reductions. While the budget doesn't explicitly make cuts to Medicare or Medicaid, recent analysis found that that financial target would be difficult to achieve without impacting the two government-run healthcare programs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is establishing a new security corridor across the Gaza Strip. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 200 points, the Nasdaq rose 151. This is SRN News. A British toddler is suspended for being transphobic.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, aged 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, a law allowing parents to access their child's records. This is SRN News. The U.S. Naval Academy has removed nearly 400 books from its library.
The Navy was told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. An initial search identified about 900 books. For a closer look, Academy officials decided on nearly 400 to remove and began doing so on Monday, finishing before Secretary Hegseth arrived for a visit Tuesday that had already been planned and was not connected to the library action. John Scott reporting.
A vaccination to prevent horribly painful shingles may offer an extra benefit. New research suggests it might lower the risk of dementia as well. A new study tracked seniors in Wales and found shingles vaccinations cut their risk of developing dementia over the next 7 years. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.